Chapter 1 Of the English at the North Pole. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Part 1 of the Adventures of Captain Hatteras. The English at the North Pole. By Jules Verne. Chapter 1 The Foreword. Tomorrow, at low tide, the brig Forward, Captain K. Z., Richard Shandon mate, will start from New Prince's Docks for an unknown destination. The foregoing might have been read in the Liverpool Herald of April 5, 1860. The departure of a brig is an event of little importance for the most commercial port in England. Who would notice it in the midst of vessels of all sorts of tonnage and nationality that 6 miles of docks can hardly contain? However, from daybreak on the 6th of April, a considerable crowd covered the wharves of New Prince's Docks. The innumerable companies of sailors of the town seemed to have met there. Workmen from the neighbouring wharves had left their work, merchants their dark counting-houses, tradesmen their shops. The different coloured omnibuses that ran along the exterior wall of the docks brought cargoes of spectators at every moment. The town seemed to have but one preoccupation, and that was to see the Forward go out. The Forward was a vessel of 170 tons, charged with a screw and steam engine of 120 horsepower. It might easily have been confounded with the other brigs in the port, but though it offered nothing curious to the eyes of the public, connoisseurs remarked certain peculiarities in it that a sailor cannot mistake. On board the Nautilus, anchored at a little distance, a group of sailors were hazarding 1,000 conjectures about the destination of the Forward. "I don't know what to think about its masting," said one. "It isn't usual for steamboats to have so much sail." "That ship," said a quartermaster with a big red face, "that ship will have to depend more on her masts than her engine, and the topsails are the biggest, because the others will be often useless. I haven't got the slightest doubt that the Forward is destined for the Arctic or Antarctic seas, where the icebergs stop the wind more than is good for a brave and solid ship." "You must be right, Mr. Cornhill," said the third sailor. "Have you noticed her stern, how straight it falls into the sea?" "Yes," said the quartermaster, "and it is furnished with a steel cutter, as sharp as a razor, and capable of cutting a 3-deck
sample complete. Ready to continue?